to?
Brokeback Mountain. It leads to Panini. I'm surprised that people still think it's a cowboy. What else did you expect?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why people care so much.
Why are people so surprised by this, actually? I mean, people have played Red Dead. Gay cowboys have always been a thing.
Not in the first one. I didn't play the second one. I didn't know about that.
Oh, in the first one.
You just dropped a bomb on me.
Anywho.
You're listening to another news on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Bringing you news, views, and music from the youth perspective. Things we care about straight from our mouths. I'm Cornelius Nelson.
And I'm Kendrick Whiteman. Another News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute, and we are currently celebrating being on air for 15 years. That's almost 20 years. This summer we've been looking back on our time with the radio show. And in the last installment of In Other News, I interviewed Chloe Chobel. And in this episode, we have an interview with a woman who started In Other News and some youth producers.
Also on today's show, we have some news and events, a few interviews, a segment on the Anchorage Pride Equality Parade by yours truly. And now here's some fun, or at least good ways to fill your spare time for this month. So Bear Paw Festival.
Wait, are you finished with that?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, all right.
I'm reading events. Come on, bruh. Come on, bruv.
Bruv.
Boy. All right. So, Bear Paw Festival. This one's pretty rad. I've gone to it almost every year for like the past 5 years. It's pretty fun, in all honesty. It's free admission, and there's all the amenities, you know, food, music, rides, games, the works. It's fun for the whole family. Also, if you're interested, you know, I think it's like maybe $5 a ticket, or you can just watch for, catch this, a duck race where everyone wagers. You buy in a ticket for a duck, and they release a water pool full of ducks down a ramp, and whichever one gets down first, and then whichever one gets drawn wins. So if yours is first one down and the first one drawn, you get a bunch of different prizes. It's pretty cool. I've never won it, but you do get a free duck necklace. Like last year, I believe they did like double ducks, so it was like a red duck with horns on. It's pretty cool. You know, I'm going to wear it into the office sometime, and while you viewers might not see it, it's pretty cool. Just imagine it. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Anchorage Market is going to be happening this July 27th. The Anchorage Market has everything a market would have, you know, music, food, fresh veggies, jam, knives, books, and some of the best gyros in town. I actually went down to the last one last month. There's like two every month, and it's pretty good. They got good food. If you like corn, they got Friar Tuck's down there. They also got Simply Southern. I'm really just plugging all my favorite food places. But yeah, that's all the stuff I got for events. Back to you.
You're here with your two favorite shock jocks, Opie and Anthony. How was the Equality Parade Festival, Cornelioso?
No, it's called me in a long time, Kendrick.
digging into your psyche.
Pride was pretty fun. A lot of stuff happened at it. There's a lot of equality. A lot of people just express themselves and have fun. And then, like, you know, at every event, there was some bad stuff. You know, some protesters came in, started spreading some, like, hate and, like, oh, you're going to go to hell. So there's people anti-protesting, playing drums, actually. And the stuff we're about to hear, in most of the interviews, you are going to be hearing drums in the background because people are banging on drums to drown out the hate speeches. So, viewer beware. If you're not into, like, you know, supporting, you know, the pride and equality stuff, don't tune out for, like, the next 5-6 minutes. But other than that, it was really cool. Met a lot of interesting people, as well as got some real cool interviews, some real cool people, and you're going to notice the standout ones right off the bat. This year, yours truly decided to go to Pride Fest. It was over on 9th and G Street on the Delaney Strip. I figured we should pop in and see what we can scoop. So this was actually my first time ever at Pride, but most of the people I met there had either been coming there for a while, but there's also some newbies.
This isn't my
as well.
First time. I went the year before last year, and it's pretty well known that and popular in Anchorage, so everyone's been talking about it.
Yes, it's my first time, and Geneva said she was coming, so I was like, all right, bet, let's go.
I found it on Facebook, and I wanted to celebrate.
I just wanted to come hang out with friends. I've never been before.
Hi, I'm Delaney, and my pronouns are she and all the other ones.
Hi, my name is Shane Ohana. My pronouns are she and her.
I heard from a bunch of different people, from my friends online, and I just decided to show up today.
A lot of people came down, and all for different reasons.
There are people who don't necessarily identify with anything that are here just to support other people.
I prefer he, him.
I'm Sunny Iqbal. I'm proud gay, and I'm a Muslim. We want to have fun. We like food. We like to have a party. We like food.
I'm here to have fun and spread the equality.
With these kind of people that are anti-LGBTQ, they need to know that love is love. It doesn't matter what's your sexuality. It doesn't matter what's your preference. God made us all equal. If God made us all equal, why can't we all live in free equality?
I come here today to spend time with my friends and get to know the local LGBT community and celebrate Pride.
Just hanging out with friends and seeing what this place is all about.
Celebrating all love matters.
I'm bisexual. I've never been to Pride.
First time, everybody else I knew was going. And I just figured, what the hell?
Because my mom has a booth and we come here every year because we like to be here because we support gay LGBTQ plus people.
My dad is a transgender man and so we are here to support him.
I think it is an anchorage. I don't think it's heard enough. I don't think there are enough people speaking up.
Now, all was calm and peaceful until a band of protesters came by and began proclaiming that, quote, this pride is a sin, and other less than friendly words. But people didn't just sit back and let them take their day from them.
He's saying he's wishing good on these people right now? He doesn't sound like it, does he? Would Jesus be right there? Jesus would be right here. Why do you taint life with all this wonder of all the unknown when you can just live life?
I also got to talk to two brave young girls who confronted the protesters.
I just don't understand why he's here, because this is to celebrate Pride, but he's over here just saying that Pride is a sin and that we're all going to go to hell. And that's just like really rude, because people are here and he's just saying that like girls couldn't have, like girls couldn't get, what's it called, abortions and things like that. And that's their choice, not his, because he's not the one having abortions. And yeah.
I feel like there, we have thousands and thousands of people here supporting us, and they have like five people over there, and we have so many people supporting us. They are trying but failing so badly. I don't know. It's just, it's not right.
And you might recognize his voice from earlier. This young man took the heat right back to them.
I'm Isaiah Dongan Lane. My pronouns are he and him. T people, and we're all here right now. And I see what we're doing, whatever this is. And I feel we're pretty strong right now.
I will say I'm proud to see that the community banded together to spread support to each other and to band against the hate.
All right.
Well, that was Pride Festival. Now, where we'll be introducing the new DJ, because I'm leaving.
Kendrick's going to be gone.
Yeah, so here is Devin Schreckengast as the DJ.
Kendrick passing the torch.
Well, hello there, you lovely people listening. My name is Devin Schreckengast, and I'll be your DJ this fine Saturday. And when I say DJ, I actually mean I shuffled through my phone for an hour and picked songs at random. Anyways, to kick off our first batch of music is a segment I call Oldies But Goodies, because I'm unoriginal and names are hard. Our first song is Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Hit it. Thank you. That was Walk This Way by Run DMC, and we started off this block with Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Now back to another news. I'll be back later.
Thanks for blessing my eardrums, Devin. I'm saved for another night. And now time for the news.
Thanks, Other Kendrick. In this odd era of political and economic damage control, Dunleavy has proposed a statewide budget cut of a whopping 444 million shmackas. This may not sound too bad at first, until you find out 135 million it was proposed to be cut from the UAA budget. One of the few crowning jewels of Alaska, it will have its budget reduced by possibly 41%. Some have stated this will be devastating not only for the youth, but the state in general. I'm also in that boat. And to top this Sunday of just too muchery, the Attorney General has declared an emergency for public safety and gave 10 millionos to the cops. A bit fishy, but I guess that's what the state is known for. In today's forecast, smoke. And it's been, for the last bunch of days recently, Alaska has been under something John Carpenter-like, as unhealthy levels of smoke are produced from the rampant numbers of recent forest fires, the Swan Lake fire being the most recent and prominent, I presume. Also, probably being the cause of which, it's been one of the hottest summers most Alaskans have experienced. If you can get past that, I hope you all enjoy your vitamin D. God knows you need it.
I'm doing handstands on a Trans Am.
Thank you for that news, Other Kendrick. Now it's time for an interview with Shanna Sheehy. Did I do it? Thumbs up?
No. Before we introduce her, let's message. Blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about
retrospective.
Well, this episode and last episode, and I think any other episode this summer, we're doing a retrospective on the 15 years of, in other news, being in production. So, this Shanna Sheehy is the founder of said In Other News.
This interview is actually done by Quinn White, hashtag Vermont Royalty. She's actually, this interview is done much like my interview with coming up with Max Youngrice.
All
right. How about, enough talking about, let's get right to it.
I came up with the idea of At Me because I was telling stories about teenagers who had been nominated for Spirit of Youth recognition and doing that through radio storytelling. And when I was finding these young people all across the state of Alaska and asking them to tell me about these great things that they were doing, it was really persuasive to talk to the teens. And it was also really exciting to talk to the teens who were telling me about this great stuff that they were doing. And I just had this feeling that it was important for an adult to be telling the stories of these teenagers all over the place who were doing great stuff, but that it'd also be really, really interesting to hear teenagers like these people I was talking to tell their own stories themselves, but also to think about what kinds of journalism stories they would do too if they had an opportunity to think about what they thought should be covered in the world and then get to go out and cover those things and tell those stories. So that's sort of where the idea came from. It came from that experience and from meeting teens and getting to talk to them myself and just feeling like everybody should have that opportunity to hear a young person talk about what they're passionate about. And then I'll add that I also got involved with public radio when I was 14. It was the first time I ever was a part of my public radio station. And I did news. I was an intern in the news department. And that was very influential for me and my career choices later in life. And so I had confidence that a teenager could be great in the news department and be a great asset. So that helped me. That helped me just recognize that it wasn't like a crazy idea or something.
How did In Other News come about?
Well, so when the idea to have young people get the training and have a place and mentorship to tell their own stories and to also be journalists in training and in reality, like that was a great idea and that's doable. It was something that we could make happen. But then it's not really very great to like, it's kind of like homework is like doing work that is just for the sake of doing work, right? So it was really, really important that there was an outlet for all of the great work that the young people at me were doing and making. And live radio. I was involved in KRUA, which is the UAA radio station. And college radio is a big component of many, many campuses and a really fun place to be involved. And it's a lot of live programming, and live programming is its own entity and its own, you know, it's its own thing, and it's a lot of fun. And it also sort of teaches you some pretty important broadcasting chops that you might not otherwise have an opportunity to get if you're not doing live radio. So another news was it was like a training opportunity. It was a chance for ATME to engage in the community once monthly in the case of another news, but through this radio programming. And it was also a solution to, like, where was all this great work going to go? Because a story that is done as a feature story that would be interesting to KSKA or APRN or wherever was definitely going to happen, but that might be with an ATME student who had been around in the program for several years, maybe, or, you know, who was working on, like, a one-time project that took a lot of work. But there was all sorts of steps leading up to that that was really great stuff that didn't necessarily have a place to go. So another news was a solution that kind of solved all of those things, right? So partnering with KMBA was really great because they're a wonderful community station, and their program director at the time, who maybe still is the program director, Lauren Dixon, he was really supportive of the idea of a once monthly program, which was great for ATME because that was a really good time frame for students to work on. And then because it was an hour long, it gave us this opportunity to have, you know, people sub out and take turns as being hosts, and someone, you know, a lot of teenagers have musical interests, and so there was the opportunity to play music and then the opportunity to be creative, like doing radio plays we did a lot of in the beginning, and then it was a place for the news stories as well. Plus, like, being the host gave teens an opportunity to produce the whole show and to look at it as a whole and to figure out how to tell a compelling story for an hour. So that was the origin of another news. It happened, it felt like to me in retrospect that it kind of all happened at the same time, but I think that it was like a series of decisions that helped us understand what we were trying to do and how we were going to actually get that stuff out in the world.
Can you tell me about the very first episode of In Other News? Do you remember like what it's about or anything?
No, I don't. Do you have an... I haven't listened to that for so long. I wonder... I you know, it's funny. I remember a few specific stories that I felt were really good. Like, Gina Park did a great story about cops in schools because school resource officers were some of the... It was, like, some of the first years that school resource officers were in schools, which I think is just interesting because that's something that's perpetuated all over the country since then. And then we did the most ridiculous radio play, like the most ridiculous radio play that was just the most fun thing to do. And we had a kid named Stephen. I can't remember. Stephen Walsh, that was his name. Stephen Walsh got so into doing all the sound effects and really making that thing like in an audio sense, like a beautiful piece of art. Like that was so cool. And we also did fake ads that were really fun. Oh, and then we had another story too that was about, this is going to sound so old fashioned to you, but it was like when people had just started text messaging. Mm-hmm. And so nobody knew what LOL meant. Like if you were an older person, like you didn't know what that meant. And so it was this hilarious story that was like interviewing people about what they thought those things meant and then revealing what they really meant.
I love that.
So we did, but we did lots of serious stuff too. Although I have to say, like, isn't it funny that I remember the times that we laughed even more so than the times that we were serious?
What does In Other News do for teens in Anchorage?
You got the tools and the training you needed to be on the air and to tell those stories. But then very importantly, by virtue of doing all that, teens' voices are on the radio in this, like they're showcased in this way that gives them importance and relevance and meaning at a community level, right? Like it's so cool to be able to do that. And I think that that is really important for everybody who's out there listening, right? Like it's really important for somebody who never engages with a teen ever in their daily life to be driving in their car and hear another news and hear some story that a teenager has done from start to finish. Like that's a perspective that they would get in no other way. And that's what Another News does for the listener. And then for the teens like you who participate, it does. It elevates your perspective and your opinion, your voice, your values, and your ideas to this level that really shines in the community. And I think that that does a lot of good for individuals like yourself, but also for the community at large. You have an opportunity to interact with that information.
When you first started in Other News, did you still expect that it would be on air 15 years later?
I don't know if I can say whether or not I expected it to be, because I don't think I had any expectation at all for how long it would last. But I can tell you that it is a huge point of pride for me that it's still on the air. I think it's wonderful that it's enduring. It's a testament to the idea of it, but really it's a testament to the relevance and the importance of the work that you all do to make that show happen. Because there it is, like, it's still there 15 years later. It still matters. The teenagers have their voices showcased in that way, and that they do this important work of telling their own stories and doing journalism about things that matter to them. And I think it's so cool. I think it's so cool, and I feel really honored to have been a part of it.
Is there anything you hope to see from In Other News or from At Me in the future?
Oh, I would really be so happy if In Other News and At Me has another 15 years or more. I think it would be really wonderful. And I also could see At Me, because of its longevity and because of all of the awards that you all have earned and all of the kind of special projects that you all have worked on and the way that you've continued the model to work for funding and all that kind of stuff. Like, I just think it'd be cool if At Me set a model for lots and lots of different programs like this all around the country. Like, that would be pretty awesome.
Well, would you look at that? Well, shout out to Quinn White for getting that interview for us.
And shout out to the interdimensional spirits for that perfect synchronicity.
Now we're going to be introducing Rowan for you. He interviewed one Sam Bernice, a former At Me producer. And you know what? Enough talking. Let's get into it.
Hi, my name is Rowan Pickard, and I'm a new youth producer at Me. And today I'm interviewing Sam Bernice, who is a former At Me youth producer.
Alumni, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm here to ask you a couple questions today.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. How did you get involved with At Me?
So sophomore year of high school, I had a friend who was doing stuff here, and I walked in one day, and I was like, oh, they have some cool cameras here. They have some cool audio equipment. Kind of seems like fun. And I just started working on the radio station and then eventually started making some movies for At Me. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, so I kept doing it.
So what do you do now?
Okay, so I'm at Northwestern University. I'm a junior. I'm studying journalism, gender sexuality studies, and film.
How has your time at Atme shaped what your experience in the world is like?
I feel like I definitely found things that I like to do, I guess. Like, I found passions throughout me. I found just like learning how to do multimedia journalism. I also like learned how to, I guess, make friends through those passions, because I just met a lot of people at me that I am still in touch with. I learned a lot from Rosie and just, yeah.
How has coming from Alaska shaped your perspective as a reporter?
One thing that was great about At Me being in Alaska was I got to travel around the state a lot with At Me and go teach storytelling and teach video production and radio production in different parts of the state, which was amazing. And there's so many stories to tell here. And in addition to there being so many stories to tell, there's not a lot of people to tell them, which really helps as like learning how to be a journalist. Because like when you go to other places in bigger cities, there's tons of people trying to cover all different realms of existence. But here there's all these kind of untold stories.
So what kind of stories did you mainly focus on at ATMI?
So there was a point where I was just kind of like making fun videos with my friends. But eventually I started, like, At Me would get contracts and I would help work on those different video contracts, which is also fun because it's almost like having a mini job, having a job before you really have a job, which is fun because you get to work with different organizations and people, and kind of it's not just about what you want the product to look like. It's about what they want it to look like.
So what story do you think impacted you the most?
I think after senior year of high school, after I graduated, I worked on this video. Well, actually, there's two. Where I ended up traveling to different places on the North Slope and working on like beach cleanup, like outside of Kotzebue. And that impacted me a lot.
If you went out today with the opportunity to report on anything of your choosing, what kind of story would you make?
I don't know. I think if I just had like unlimited funding, I would like try and make a connection in some, like, I would try and travel probably, because I love being able to like get funding and travel for free and learn about a place and tell the stories there.
Do you have any favorite memories from your time at ATME?
There's a lot of memories, I guess. I got to go to Third Coast Audio Festival in Chicago, where I now live near, which was really fun. And I was kind of going into it. I was like, this is just going to be kind of like a fun trip with like high school friends, which is going to be awesome. But I actually ended up learning a lot about like audio production, which was kind of surprising, but was really important for me because I met so many like just different like professionals in the field and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, there's actually like careers in this. Like I could do this outside of just like something fun I'm doing in high school.
With your current knowledge, what advice would you give to a new youth producer?
I guess I would advise people to just like do what they want to do and like use ATME as kind of a tool to like make things that you're interested in. And like to dedicate time to ATME, because it's easy to like be in school and be like, oh, school matters, I should just forget about ATME. But so I guess my advice is school doesn't matter. Do what you want to do, even though school is also important. But like in the end of the day, it's fun to have like to look back and be like, oh, look at all these cool videos I made in high school. Like I remember when I was that person making that video.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
It's good. Good talk.
Yes, of course.
Oh, boy. Now that's an interview if I ever heard one. Now time for some more wobbly air.
I'm back. I hope you've been enjoying another news so far. But for now, we're going to take 10 and play some music. I've named this segment Hidden Gems, and this block will be just that. Great songs that you may not hear on the radio quite as often. We'll start this block with This Life by Vampire Weekend. Enjoy.
No. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in the forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh, Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life. And all is suffering.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Michael Jackson.
I just wanna throw my hands. I just wanna mic with a stand. I just wanna catch one glance. I just wanna see you dance, girl. I just wanna yeah. I just wanna shine like Mike. I might moonwalk on sight. I just wanna ride my bike. And if you don't mind, we can ride all night. Talk to me, say I just wanna earn school chick. I really like phones and flicks. I just boyfriend jeans and Vans for the kicks. But still dumb dick, girl. I just wanna sports car, manual stick. Candy paint, Tokyo drift, let's shift. I just wanna blow your mind. And looking for you to hook right on time. Talk to me, say
I just wanna show you something. You should put your guard down. We can be some stars now. Wait till mama by you frontin'. You should put your guard down. We can start now.
Bitch,
I just wanna be yours for the night. I just wanna be yours. Is that alright? I just wanna be yours.
Like Mike, I just wanna spend my night okay. With you, girl. I just wanna be your type. You the mother type, you ain't even my hype, girl. I done been climb trees since I was like 3, with the palms in the sky and the sun with the breeze. You entitled to have so much fun with me. When your song come on, throw the buns at me. Booty, you see them make a bounce like a Chevy with the high. Try to talk and follow through the clouds in the sky. If you bounce that high, you may need a parachute. Some cushion in your boots and some peaches for your pie. I'ma eat that piece and beat the walls okay. Down like Jericho till it falls. Water works, put in work.
Speak up.
I just want to show you something. You should put your guard down. We can be some stars now. Let's talk about my mama while we frontin'.
One night.
could be your only.
Just heard In the Garden by Red Vox. You might know him by his Twitch stream, Vine Sauce. That's right, the artist you just heard daylights as a Twitch streamer. He's pretty good. Anyways, the song before that one was Michael by Duckworth, and we opened this block with This Life by Vampire Weekend. Catch you guys later.
Nice. Mucho bueno once again, Devin. Here is an interview conducted by Cornelius Nelson with Max Young Rice.
This is another interview for our whole 15-year recap of Alaska, of Another News. He's a really cool guy. He's going places. He definitely shown that, like, Atme's not just some, like, little place for kids go goof around. It's, like, People come here, they build up skills, and we go places.
Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Max Youngrice. I went to ATME for a long time. Now I'm in Boston, and for the next 6 months, I'll be writing for the Boston Globe.
Awesome. So how did you find out about me? How'd you get involved?
So in high school, I went to a weird high school, Stellar, and I took an ornithology class, you know, study of birds. And our teacher wanted us to learn about she wanted us to like put together little audio presentations about birds and using bird calls, and then we talk about the birds and stuff like that. So Rosie came into my class to teach us how to do that. And she talked a little bit about ATME, and I thought it was interesting, so I got involved. And I remember the first story I did, it was called Magic Eddie, I think, which is about a magician. And that's what I remember.
How did you choose your stories? What was like your selecting process?
I would just kind of let things happen. So sometimes something interesting would happen, like a guy who was the Unabomber's brother came to speak at UAA, and I just kind of stumbled across that, and I just like thought that was interesting, so I asked him, and the next day I interviewed him. Other times I had some kind of specific interest in a subject matter, and I sought somebody out that way and interviewed them.
What do you think made your stories unique? What was your style, you'd say?
Long-form interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just keep talking to somebody long enough and they can really start to open up to you, and you can get pretty deep into the experiences or the personality or the mind of somebody who's interesting or who has gone through something unique.
So your method, in a sense, was getting to know the person during the interview.
Yeah, and beforehand, but really just trying to be a good listener and try to ask them questions that they haven't been asked before, you know, things that force them to inspect themselves or to think hard about, you know, what they've been through.
You mentioned Boston Globe. What else have you been doing post-ATME?
So post-ATME, I transferred down to Emerson College to study journalism. And while I was there, I started volunteering with their college radio station and working with their news department at that station. And I also worked as a news anchor during their morning radio show. After that, I wrote a little bit for the school newspaper. And then after that, I went to D.C. and spent a semester in Washington, D.C. interning with Voice of America, which is an agency that broadcasts news into countries that don't have free press. And then I'm getting my chronology mixed up. And then during last summer, I interned for WGBH, which is a Boston public radio station, with their State House News Division, at the same time that I was interning with WBUR, which is Boston's other public radio station, interning in their newsroom. And then I went to D.C. Also, for the next 6 months, I'll be writing for the Boston Globe in their business section. You know, I'm pretty excited about that.
How has your time at ATME shaped what you do now?
The big thing that ATME has done for me is that I'm in journalism because of ATME. And I probably wouldn't have the resume that I have now or the position that I have now if not for ATME, because ATME helped me get into a pretty good journalism college. ATME helped me get two internships at once at Boston's public radio stations. You know, that same experience probably is one of the things that gave my resume a lot of bulk and, you know, helped me get to the Boston Globe. So, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am now without ATME. Journalism wasn't necessarily the plan, but I realized after all the time I'd spent here that was maybe going to be the way for me forward. I like journalism because it's a way for me to be creative, which is the thing I've always wanted. And it also, you know, helps me feel like what I do matters in some way, on some scale. What I do is productive and helpful to people.
With your current knowledge, what advice would you give to a youth producer now?
do what you think is interesting. One of the, you know, one of the best things about AtMe, and I've said this since I was in AtMe, was that it gives you the freedom to pursue what you think is interesting and just kind of helps you get there. So pursue what you think is interesting. And then if you want to do this as a career, you know, work hard, get to know people. You don't necessarily have to like work hard while you're at AtMe. Don't let Rosie know I said that, but but you know, when you get out there, work hard and use what you learn here and just hold on to it and remember and catalog your work and make a list of everything you've done.
Oh, très bien. That's French for thank you.
It's really not. It couldn't be not anymore if you tried, but
merci beaucoup.
You know what? I'll give you a default point purely for the sake of being nice because you're leaving. Where are you heading off to, Kendrick? A little bird told me you're heading out.
Yeah. Little bird should keep its mouth shut. But okay, I will be going to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I will probably suffer a heat stroke, which will be just convenient because I hear the Medicare is good down there. And that's what matters.
What else are you going down there for other than dying?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be making some more films.
Really? Is it for school, for fun?
Well, I'm going to a school to do it for money.
Nice.
Because I like money. And money equals power to the right person.
What school is it?
Institution of American Indian Arts.
That's pretty tight. Is this like a private school, government funded, tribal funded? I'm a bit familiar with that.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of natives, so I'll fit right in.
That's awesome. And you are Lakota, right? Lakota?
I am
Ojibwe?
Arapaho, uh-huh. A little Ojibwe, Cree, and Cherokee.
That's awesome.
Wait. No, I think Cheyenne. I'm not sure. But mainly Arapaho and Ojibwe.
Yeah, you know what they say, a priest, a Muslim, and a Arapaho walk into a bar. Ayo!
No, I'm going to kick your leg. That's a bad joke. Well, that's going to do it for our show. Thanks for all contributing at me producers. Rowan Pickard, Quinn White, Devin Schreckengast, Cornelioso Nelson.
And Kendrick Whiteman, who will be leaving us.
Kendrick Whiteman.
To be remembered.
Poorly. Special thanks to Shauna Shee, Sam Bernitz, Mac Jungrieg.
Max Young Rice.
Really?
Wait,
like
what?
Carl Jung?
Yeah, it's Max Young Rice.
Sick. Today's interviews were funded in part by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Thanks again for listening in to In Other News here on KNBA 90.3 FM. In Other News is a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute.
If you'd like to learn more about us and what we do, or listen to past episodes of our radio show, please visit our website at www.alaskateenmedia.org. Repeat, alaskateenmedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I got blisters on me fingers. All right, there we go.